Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Missy, March 6, 2021, and I greet every one of you in the merciful and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. It is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us give the Lord our God the glory, the honor, and the praise, because Holy Father is worthy to be honored. He's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy to be glorified. Let us lift him up in praise. Let us lift him up and honor him tonight because he's worthy, folks. We are living in the last days. We are living in a time when Yahushua said that, when the Bible tells us that perilous times shall come. And we are in those days where perilous times are here. So let us not... Hold on, let me just open up my my chat room. We are living in a time, folks, where the Bible tells us that darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. And folks, if ever a time that we are living in darkness, it's now. Where if ever a time where darkness is covered, has covered the earth, and gross darkness are overshadowing the people, it's now. And it is heartbreaking and heartrending to see many of my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ that they are falling prey to the systems of this world, that many are falling prey to the ways of this world, to the governments of this world, to the things of this world. Folks, we are a spirit being, a spiritual being, living in a physical body. And our body is the temple of the living God, and we were created in Christ for good works unto salvation. And so, listen, thousand will fall on our side and 10,000 on the other side. But only with our eyes are we going to behold and look and see the destruction of the wicked. There are lots of hardship happening with families around the world. Many are losing it. Many are people that are quarantining, are isolated in their homes. Many people are in domestic abuse and with the abused and the abuser in the same home 24/7. It's getting worse. And so, folks, Lord, we have to just pray without ceasing and just ask the Lord to keep us, because there's no way that we can do this without him. And no, it's not the government of this world that is going to sustain us. It's not the government of this world that is going to keep us safe. It is not the government of this world that is going to help us along the way. It is the Lord our God. So let us rejoice and be glad in him. And let us keep our faith firmly fixed on him, because it is impossible to please God without faith. Impossible. So today I am going to speak on the light of the world. Jesus Christ said he is the light of the world. You know, we are pilgrims and strangers in this world, and we only exist in a flesh body, but we are spirit beings. Yahushua said, you know, we are the light of the world. We are, folks, we are in dark. He is the light. We are the light of the world. You know, he in us, Yeshua in us, are the light. You know, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father that is in heaven. So, let me see, just see if I can bring up that scripture. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 tells us, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Now, what light? If Yeshua say he is the light of the world, yes, he's the light of the world. He's that light in each and every single one of us. He's the light in each of us. So we have to shine. We have to shine that light so that everyone can see and glorify the Father in heaven. John chapter 8 verse 12 tells us, it says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And I'm going to testify, and I know that I've testified on this wise before, but I remember when I prayed for years and asked the Lord, because I knew in my heart that I was more than who I was taught of myself to be. We are more than what we grew up thinking that we are. And I remember praying for years saying, Lord, show me who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb. Because I knew that I belong, you know, somewhere else, but that I was somewhere else before. I knew that I existed before. But I needed to know more. And I said, Lord, show me who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb. And eventually the Lord, he opened my understanding as to who I am. And I remember the Lord said to me, he said, before I placed you in your mother's womb, you knew me and I knew you. He said, you stood before me. I ministered to you while you praised my holy name. I showed you all the mysteries of the universe. I told you that I was going to send you on a journey in the flesh. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. But I have placed the light inside of you. And if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. And this is what Yeshua is saying. Yeshua said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but that shall have the light of life. And the Lord said to me, he said, I have placed the light inside of you. If you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. So this is what Yeshua is saying. He that followeth me, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we have the light placed in. And if you read it, let me go back to John chapter 1. Let's see here. And John chapter 1. Okay, John chapter 1 says here, Verse 5 of John chapter 1. Then this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. This is not what I'm looking for. Okay. Oh, here it is. Okay. But if we walk in the light. Okay, where am I? Oh, that's 1 John. Okay. I'm not looking for 1 John. And there you go. It's even talking about the light. Okay, I'm talking about John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 5. Say, and the light. He said, in him, Yeshua. Okay, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Verse 9 tells us that Yeshua, Jesus Christ, Yeshua was the light. He was that true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So he is the light that light every man that come into the world. So you see, this is what the Father said to me. He said, I have placed the light inside of you. And if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. So what are we to do? And Jesus Christ said in Matthew 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So, if we are the light of the world, he is the light that lights every man that comes into the world, and we are to follow him. In John chapter 8, verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So there you go. There you go. That we are to follow Christ. We have the light placed inside each and every single one of us. But what does that mean? What does it mean? Well, it means that we are to follow Christ. If we follow the light, we will find our way back to him. That light is that spark of truth that the Lord God put inside of us. That spark of God who is in us. And what does it mean to follow? He says, I am the light of he that followeth me. What does it mean to follow the Lord? It means to follow everything that he said. But what does a follower do? Like if you have someone that you look up to, someone that you admire, say like maybe a parent, like a child tend to follow after a parent. They don't follow them around in the sense of walking around behind them, but they mimic and they imitate and they do everything that person, they try to do everything that person do. They try to say and talk and act like that person. So this is what it means when he say, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We have that light of life inside of us that the Lord God placed in us. He said, he is a light. That light in chapter 1 of John, he said, he is a light that lights every man that come into the world. So folks, What does all this mean? Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We are to follow him. We are to follow what he said. We are to keep his commandments. He said, the 7 days, the Sabbath of the Lord. We are to keep the Sabbath day. Are we doing that? We are to follow him. Yeshua kept the Sabbath day. The Lord God himself who created the heavens and the earth. He kept the Sabbath day. The Bible said he rested and was refreshed. And And he said, remember, therefore, to keep the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What do? We just walk around and we run around and we do everything contrary to his word. And we're not following him. We're not following his word. We're not following what he asks us to do. So how is this playing out in our days today? How is this playing out today? Well, in this day and age that we're living in, there, you know, we're in darkness. We are in perilous times. We're living in time right now when the governments of this world, scientists, the leaders of the rulers of these ages, they're telling us what to do, what to put in our body, how to act, what to believe, what to think. And they're actually bringing in rules and laws for us to follow. And we have to go up against our own conscience to do what they asked us to do, to go up against our faith, to do what they asked us to do. And God forbid we don't do it, we don't follow along, then we become, I don't know, like dissident, if I should say, because we're not doing like everybody else. We're not taking the vaccine. We're not, you know, putting these things in our body because we believe that the Lord God gave us a perfect immune system to fight against these things. We have to know that the Bible tells us that just shall live by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the blood of Christ. Faith in the fact that he is able to deliver us from all evil. Faith in the fact that he took on all our sicknesses, our diseases, and our transgressions, and our infirmities upon himself. We have to have faith. The just shall live by faith. And it is impossible to please God without faith. So, folks, I'm asking you to trust that the Lord God will keep us. Because there is a lot. I mean, right now Australians are protesting by the millions in the streets. They're saying that the vaccines are not proven. They're not even approved yet. And they want to pump these things in people's body. And it's an agenda. You think they really want to save lives? No. Their agenda is to destroy lives. If they want to save lives, then they will prove to you that they want to save lives. They shouldn't be approving abortions. They shouldn't be. People can do what they want to do, but they shouldn't bring in laws for that. They shouldn't be. There are people that are starving in Africa for years and years and years and other parts of the world. And you think that they're there with food and doing things in a way that they can save people's life with these medicines that they're saying and with food and fresh water. No, they're not trying to save lives. They're trying to destroy lives. But they come in disguise. And this is the darkness that is covering the earth and gross darkness to people. Psalm 82 verse 5 tells us, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. The rulers of the world, they don't know. They don't understand. They don't care what's going on. They don't care to know the things of the Most High God. They go there up with the Bible in their hand, and they swear on the Bible. They swear on the Bible, but they hate the Bible. They're not walking according to what's inside of the Bible. The Bible said they walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. These are the wicked. The Proverbs 4:19 tells us the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. They're bringing in all these rules and all these laws, and they themselves hate the rules and the laws of God, but they want us to do what they want us to do. They want us to follow their ways. And I'm encouraging each and every one of you to seek the Lord, trust in Him, seek Him for guidance in these dark days, and just stand forth. Just stand forth on your faith. Let me see, there's a verse. Maybe it's in Romans. Stand on your faith. Stand on your truth. No vaccine have ever saved anyone's life. Yes, everybody's going to die. And there are certain things that they did back in the day when they genuinely developed these vaccines to help people, where it was scientists that has ethics. Scientists that actually was there to save people's lives, and they were doing things to actually help people out of the goodness of their heart. But now I don't believe the same for today, for this day. And Satan knows how to get the attention of people. He knows because he's been around for thousands of years, so he knows how to rally up what he planned to do to humanity by starting off doing good in the pretense of doing good. And in the end, they use those same good, trusting people who trust the scientists and the government, and they're like, oh, we've been taking vaccines for ages and nothing happened and we're fine, and now, you know, it's okay to take this vaccine. And that's what the enemy does. He brings in truth and then he dips it in lies and deceptions. And so we are in a world right now where good is evil and evil is good. They shall call evil good and they shall call good evil. This is what's happening. And now they're trying to bring in the Equality Act. You know, and it sounds like Let me like so Janelle, can you tell her all they're trying to bring in this Equality Act. And folks, I'm telling you right now, this Equality Act is it sounds right, but there is nothing. There is no such as equality in America, because guess what? Look how long the blacks, the African Americans, and black people have been struggling for equality. And there is no such thing as them giving us equality ever. And all of a sudden, they want to bring an Equality Act. Why? For the gay agenda. So that they can have equal rights to everything, and that people of faith like you and I cannot go up against or can't go up against what they start trying to stuff down to our throat. Like, for instance, if we have a business and they come and they say, bake me a cake, me and my partner is getting married, and you refuse, they can shut your business down. You can't use you can't defend your faith. You can't live according to your faith. You have to live like this Equality Act is actually not an Equality Act. It's a Discrimination Act. Because this Equality Act actually discriminates against Christians. And we have a faith. And we have a set belief. And they want us to throw this under the rug. And they shall call evil good and they shall call good evil. Folks, we're living in a days where the governments and the rulers of this world are being run and ruled by Lucifer and his angels. demons and principalities and powers. So we have to pray with our season. We have to hold on to our faith in Christ. We have to make sure that we are not taken up by the ways of this world. We have to make sure that we live by faith in Christ. When this vaccine is concerned, when this Equality Act is concerned, folks, we are moving into dark days, very, very dark days. You think you have seen anything? We haven't seen anything yet. And the enemy is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy. The enemy is going to make sure that he pushes this law, these laws and push these rules to a point where we won't be able to do nothing without trying to force things down our throat. And the Bible say that in the end, our faith is going to try to a point where it's going to be like in fire. But those of us who endure to the end, we will reap the reward. Let us continue to trust in God. Let's continue to hope in Him. Let's continue to pray for each other. Let's continue to pray that He come quickly and finish the work that He has started in us and in the world. Let us pray against the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. And folks, Jesus Christ, Yeshua said, He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us. We may not be able to see Him sitting or standing next to us, but every word that proceeds out of His mouth is true. I know it's hard in these days that we're living in. It's very, very hard to even focus on prayer. But let us endure. Let us try to focus on Him and find time to spend with Him and find time to spend at His in His presence and not give up hope. I know there are many Christians who are saying, "Oh, I've been praying. I'm looking everywhere to take the vaccine and to get the vaccine, and I can't find it. And I've been praying, and I know that the Lord, you know, I get the answer." So the Lord is not. I don't believe for one second the Lord is okaying us to take this vaccine. We have to trust that He's able to keep us. So, folks, I just want to let's continue to hope in Him and to stand fast upon His truth and to follow Him. Him and Him only. We are in the last days, and I encourage each and every one of us to repent. Repent and turn away from our ways. Repent and turn away from our belief and turn to the Lord. Repent, for the coming of the Lord is near. Love you all in Christ, and have a blessed night. I get very tired when I am.